Hey, everyone. So this week, we're going to be spending the next 5 days and 5 episodes in one place, or at least in one state, in the curious, offbeat, and perhaps the most out there state in the union, the one and only Nevada. We are going to be traveling from a sublime art experience hidden in a shopping mall in Las Vegas to the atomic bomb tests in the desert. We will just be crisscrossing the Silver State all week long in partnership with Travel Nevada. Join us on this desert road trip after this. If you're driving down Route 50 near Dayton, Nevada, about an hour outside of Reno, there is one spot where you may have to pop your trunk for an inspection. You will know it from the blue, white, and green flags flying all about, and from the guy running out to meet you. He's dressed in an army green military suit, covered in medals, with a shiny ribbon sash and big sunglasses on. This is no truck stop or state line. It's a kind of international border. You have just entered the micronation of Molossia.
We have quite a few rules. So, for example, you can't bring onions or spinach into the country.
Here's the guy who is doing your customs inspection. He is also Molossia's founder and its president. And it's lots of other things. This is Kevin Baugh.
Because I don't like onions and spinach. And I'm a dictator, so I can say what we can or can't have.
Did I say president? I meant dictator.
And then, let's see, what else do we have? No walruses are allowed in the country. No catfish. Catfish are banned. It's easy to ban something in your country that you don't actually have. No plastic shopping bags and no incandescent light bulbs. I don't think anybody has those anymore.
At some point, you'll likely meet the other highest-ranking official of Molossia. That would be Kevin's wife, the First Lady, Adrienne Baugh.
We did have a tourist show up with spinach in her bag, her plastic bag, and we had to take both away.
Yes.
I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. This week, we're going to one region, one state, and looking at it deeply. This is Nevada Week. Co-created with Travel Nevada, this week we're bringing you 5 episodes from what is arguably the union's most intriguing and most out there state. And to start, we kind of have to leave the country. If you've ever played a computer game like The Sims or Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you get to design your own house or theme park, well, on today's show, we're meeting someone who did exactly that, but with his own teeny tiny country. We are visiting Molossia after this.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com. Even though you cross this international border of sorts to get there, the self-declared sovereign state of Molossia isn't so far out of the way from its neighbors in the town of Dayton, Nevada. Just down the road is a daycare center, a computer repair shop, a honeybee farm, a pet groomer, and then there's Malasia. Still, it does draw visitors from all over the world, folks who are just curious to see what this micronation has to offer.
Well, we have a very beautiful country, so let's start with that.
This is Kevin Baugh again. His Excellency President Kevin Baugh, the founder and leader of Malasia for life. He is the person who also will show you around when you first arrive.
We have everything here in Malasia that a larger nation would have. So we have our own post office, we have our own bank, my own office, Office of the President.
Of course, all of these things are about the size of a phone booth or maybe your sidewalk lemonade stand.
We have our own tiki hut, bar and grill, and of course, the aforementioned custom shack.
Sorry if you lost any spinach or onions there, but you knew the rules. And like Kevin said, Malasia has its own bank. It has its own currency. The value is based on the current price of Pillsbury cookie dough. Malasia also has its own radio station.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Malasia.
Malasia's newest citizen, 18 December 2023. Here in the Republic of Malasia, with our tiny population, we are proud to count our dogs amongst our citizens. They are loyal, protective...
Even though it's extremely landlocked, Malasia even has its own navy, which is a fleet of inflatable canoes. It has its own phone system, which goes between Kevin's office and the visitor's area. He made it out of two crank-powered Swedish Army surplus phones. And Malasia even has some culture. It's got some public art.
We also have many monuments that you can visit around Malasia that talk about different things that have happened here, or just an all-purpose monument for whenever we need to celebrate.
That, again, is the First Lady of Malasia, Kevin's wife, Adrienne Baugh.
Can we have our monument, our space monument, when people visit that? They would have a stomp rocket, an air rocket that folks can launch, and that makes them an honorary Malasian space cadet. There's a lot of space cadets out there.
All of this, all of Malasia, fits on a little over 11 acres. And realistically, it's actually a lot smaller than that, since those 11 acres also include Kevin and Adrian's home, and Kevin says, actually a whole lot of land they haven't done anything with yet. If at this point you are wondering how real this is, how legally binding a micronation is, maybe you can start a micronation and stop paying your taxes. Sadly, that is not the case. Kevin still pays taxes to the U.S., and to avoid international incidents, no real countries have ever formally acknowledged Malasia. Although Kevin claims that sometimes they actually do get a little bit of diplomatic recognition.
President Obama and Michelle Obama sent us a Christmas card one year addressed to the president of Malasia. I don't know how that slipped through.
Kevin's dreams of Malasia started way back when he was a kid. Back then, he did a lot of world building. He and his mom would roll out these giant pieces of butcher paper and draw these imaginary towns and cities. An imaginary country was just the logical next step.
Malasia was founded in 1977 when I was 15. I watched with my best friend James an old, old movie called The Mouse That Roared. And so we saw this movie, and it's about a little tiny country in Europe that basically invades the U.S. in order to lose a war, because when you lose a war with the U.S., they come in and they fix up your roads and your infrastructure. But instead, they capture the world's most powerful atomic bomb and suddenly become the most powerful country on Earth. This little teeny country nobody's even heard of in Europe. And we were really struck by the imagination and creativity of that story.
To be clear, Kevin wasn't that into the going to war against the U.S. part. But it seemed like having an odd tiny nation could be a lot of fun. So he and James started their own.
Back then, Malasia was called the Grand Republic of Voldstein, and James was the king and I was the prime minister. He moved on to other stuff pretty quickly, but I stayed with the idea of having my own country and just worked on various versions and aspects of it over the intervening years.
In 1998, Kevin was drawn to Nevada by the hot and dry weather, and by the fact, he says, that there are not too many bugs. So he bought some land and moved Malasia there. It took a while for the micronation to take shape. At first, Malassia was structured as a kingdom, a monarchy. Then it dabbled in communism. And finally, Kevin settled on its current form, a military dictatorship.
It lampoons the U.S. a little bit because in the 60s and the 70s, they were all about the dictatorships because anything that was anti-communist was probably good. Probably not. They killed a lot of people. But the U.S. was like, well, I'm going to go for it. You know, so it kind of lampoons them a little bit.
The physical landscape of Malassia evolved over time, too. It was just a few things at first, a post office, the customs shack. Then around 2005, Kevin met Adrian. At the time, they were both single and they had kids from previous relationships, so they had that in common. At first, though, she did not know much about his other life.
So then I Googled, who is this guy, after I decided to go on the date. And then I was like, what is happening? But I taught preschool at the time, and I was like, can I wear a tiara? Do I get a dress up? Like, this is so fun. Like, I want to in on this.
And then she got really into it.
The First Lady definitely encouraged turning Malassia into a destination.
Kevin and Adrian got married in 2011. And now, more than a decade later, Malassia has essentially become a big family project. In fact, when they talk about some of Malassia's nationwide traditions, they are like when something goofy happens in a family and then everyone just keeps doing it because it's really funny.
Like, we got a gigantic boulder out of the yard one time and moved it. And so then we declared that March 1st forever then was going to be meatball day because
boulder
of boulder day where we have meatball sandwiches.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, it goes together.
And these days, their kids are starting to have their own kids who are also getting involved in the Malassia traditions.
Every 2 years, we have a thing called the Misfit Regatta, which is a dry land boat race that we do out on a dry lake bed a little bit east of here. And so people will build their boats out of cardboard boxes.
And it was cute because it was our granddaughter Luna's first year. And so they did like Mario Kart for the mom, dad, and the little baby one that she could barely walk and hold her little Mario Kart boat. It was so cute.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Malassia's official population, according to Kevin, is 2 human citizens and 4 dog citizens. And outside of its official citizens, Malassia does actually have quite a few fans, admirers, and even fellow micronationals. In fact, near the entrance to Malassia is a group photo of about 20 or so people. And if you look closely, some of them are dressed a little bit like Kevin in vaguely dictatorial garb. This photo is from MicroCon, a convention of other micronations that Kevin started back in 2015. At their largest event, over 100 people showed up.
The look on these kids' face, when they see the president of Malassia from across the room, they are like starstruck.
Over the years, Malassia has inspired a lot of people to create their own micronation. You might have heard a recent episode about Slow Jamistan. Well, their founder cites Kevin as his main influence. Decades into their Malassian world-building adventure, Kevin and Adrian say one of the coolest things about it is watching other people build little micronations of their own. Adrian says sometimes when she's at a micronation convention, it feels almost like a civics class on steroids.
There was an 11-year-old kid up on the stage, and he's talking about, what form of government did I want to have? Do I want to have this or do I want to have that? And I'm looking at him like, who thinks of these kind of things? You guys do.
If you'd like to get some ideas for your micronation, Kevin and Adrian hold tours of Malassia about once a month. You can find dates and times on the website, which we will link to in the episode description. And you don't need a passport to enter Malassia, but if you bring one, they will stamp it for you. I am very proud to say that my passport has an official stamp from the Malassian nation. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. This episode was produced by
Amanda McGowan.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Manolo Morales,
Baudelaire,
Gabby Gladney,
Johanna Mayer.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. And our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I will see you next time.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.